All right, I got to see L. King perform live a couple weeks ago at Chicago's Salt Shed at the Old Morton Salt Factory. Love the show. But don't worry, she'll be back up at Milwaukee's Summerfest on Thursday, June 22nd. L. is a four-time Grammy Award nominee, two each in the rock and country categories, and received honors from the Country Music Association Awards and the Academy of Country Music Awards. Her first studio album was in 2015, and after a series of successful duets with Miranda Lambert and Dierks Bentley, spark was rekindled and she was propelled toward a new journey in Nashville. She recently released her latest album, Come Get Your Wife, and L. joins us tonight. Hey, you, what a kick-ass show you had here in Chicago.
Thank you. That was definitely one for the books.
It was. The fact that you were also playing in what was a 100-year-old salt factory for the most part.
I mean, we was up there getting salty.
Yes, you were. Yeah, you were. Yes, you were. You know, so I've read before some of the influences in your life. I want you to tell me if this is true and if I'm missing any, but like Etta James, Aretha Franklin, Johnny Cash, AC/DC. It's a pretty eclectic list, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, last night I was blasting AC/DC in my dressing room, just getting pumped up, you know?
Love that.
I feel like as I learn more about myself and because I've been inspired by so many different sounds, that I know one thing. I'm not drawn to a genre. I'm drawn to a feeling, you know, an emotion. And music evokes emotion. And so I feel like the people who've inspired me so greatly are, you know, emotional singers. And a good song is a good song. So I like a feeling, not a genre, you know?
Yeah, I get it. And some of the names on these lists, that's exactly what you're getting. And there's just pure emotion in the songs of what they do and in what you do. Like, when did music come into your life that you kind of knew you wanted to make it part of your life?
You know, I started playing an instrument when I was about 4 years old, and my dad is a massive Elvis and Beatles fan, so he was always singing to me. And my stepdad, who taught me everything I know about music, he is still to this day is the greatest vinyl collection I've ever seen. And he'd let me get my sticky little fingers and listen to anything from Captain and Tennille to The Runaways. And, you know, he showed me everything. He showed me rock, blues, soul. He showed me everything. And I just was glued to music and wanted to feel. I loved singing along, and I didn't know that I could have that feeling. I think it's just my spirit shining because I love to sing and perform, and it's that connection that I felt when I was a kid listening to music that, you know, brought up an emotion in me. And so now I get to do that and feel that connection with the audience. And it's just a beautiful relationship, you know, at the root of why I play music, I think.
I can see it. I can see it in your face. I can see it in your motion. And just, you know, when you were on stage, you were doing a little acoustic set before the big show. That was a long night for you. But you were doing a little acoustic set. And you could just tell, you know, that this is just in your soul.
Oh, that's very sweet to say. Well, I'm not good at anything else, so thank God this is my job.
That's awesome. You mentioned your dad. He bought you an electric guitar when you were 12. Your dad, Rob Schneider, SNL alum, he gave it to you. You know, holding that in your hand, because I know you play piano, you play all kinds of stuff. Like, was that for you, like, wow, this is the moment that I got to really put my heart and soul into this?
I just remember being like 12 or 13 years old and thinking that my my stepdad's bandmate, who he hired to teach me how to play songs, I thought he was cute. And so I would practice. And then
it's a motivator.
You know, obviously. But I do remember like being a young teenage girl and like not knowing what these feelings and emotions were that were coming up through me. And I didn't know what they were. The only time I felt like I could understand it when I listened to someone like Otis Redding or Cat Power, you know, where like you hear pain in their voice and they know about it. Mm-hmm. And I hear and feel this cathartic release that they put on this recording. And so I started writing songs to help me understand myself, you know? And then I started playing shows at, like, you know, 14, 15 years old. And I was like, oh, hey, you can get in the bars if you're on stage.
That's true.
So it just kind of was on from there.
X's and O's, it's not only a personal favorite, but it is really your anthem. It'll always be your anthem because that was like one, the biggest when you first started. And, you know, you were talking about listening to the Runaways and stuff. Like some years ago, you were on tour with Joan Jett. You were on tour with Heart. No pressure there, but how cool was that?
Honestly, it was pretty badass. I mean, I went, this is so cool. I went from touring with Joni and Heart, all female led tour, to opening direct support for Miranda. By the way, I had nothing at country radio at the time. And Miranda had made and created an entire female led tour as well. So that was like six of all badass, incredibly talented women.
Yep.
And I mean, I love Joni, you know, like I grew up listening to the Runaways, and she and I met because we did a song together for Wanda Jackson's recent album. Mm-hmm. And we basically just partied in the studio and laughed a lot. And I taught her how to hula hoop. And then when we were on tour together, you know, sometimes you don't see each other. And after like the third show, she popped her head in my dressing room and she smiled and she goes, "Hey, Elle, remember the hula hoops?" And just walked away. And I was like, you know, some people really are the coolest people in the world, you know?
No question. You know, I was in the record store side of the business working for Sam Goody and stuff back in the 80s and 90s. And Joan would do personal appearances and stuff. And it really, when I started talking to you at the Salt Shed, you had those vibes. I mean, you do have those badass vibes in conversation. Last year, I did a Women of Rock special. I did Joan Jett. I did Debbie Harry. I did Pat Benatar and Suzy Quatro all in one show. And yeah. Right. Like yeah. At the end of the conversations, you know, you take off your headphones and you're like, oh, my God, like these women paved the way for rock and roll for women, and certainly did for you. Right.
Are you kidding? Yes. I mean, it's it's so badass. And there are people like Susan Tedeschi who, like, slay vocally. Like, looks like she would be your teacher. She slays vocally. And then she shreds on guitar, you know? And yeah. There is no genre that she could ever even, I mean, talk about genre bending. She can do everything, but you think about the Runaways and how badass and how young and how they literally could go toe to toe with the boys, and they didn't even care. They just wanted to be badass women playing punk rock music, and that inspired me. I wanted to do that, and then getting to meet people like that. I did get to go out to dinner. I'm friends with an artist in New York, and we had a big dinner afterwards, and he gave me a gift by sitting me next to Debbie Harry.
Oh,
and I was so nervous. Right. My hands were shaking, and I sat down next to her and I said, "They don't usually let me into nice restaurants like this." And she kind of slowly turned to me and she goes, "This isn't a nice restaurant."
Wow.
And I wanted to like put my face into my bowl of soup.
That's awesome. You know, out of all of them, I would say Debbie Harry, again, rough around the edges. She's very sweet. Very, very sweet woman.
No, she's just funny. She's just got a dry sense of humor.
She does.
You know?
Yeah,
and,
she does.
And I love that. I love it.
Well, we're talking to music superstar Elle King, and there's more with her next on 720 WGN. Dave Plyer, 720 WGN. We're talking to Elle King. Her new country album is Come Get Your Wife. I always felt like your rock music was always kind of open to country fans. Like it just had a different style to it where you could kind of cross over both a little bit. So how did that really come about where you're like, yeah, you know, this is the direction I kind of want to move this to?
Well, you know what I didn't realize until recently, until I started doing press for my album? Every single release, first of all, I got signed because of a country song. Every single release I have ever put out, from EP to full-length album, has had at least one country song on it.
Ah.
Okay.
And I didn't realize that. And I was like, oh, country just like, hey, I'm over here, sis. I'm just waiting. When you're ready, rest of your life over here, just for the taking. And I don't know. I mean, I've always kind of approached my songwriting like in a country sense, but, you know, from like sometimes the male perspective, and I just had no idea. I had no idea, but I would turn like country songs into like rock, bluesy, you know, emotional kind of like pushing rock ballads. But I didn't realize that other songs that I'd written
had elements of it.
Just be, yeah. And country's just always kind of been there, just waiting, just slow and steady, just right there, just waiting for me to realize what I'd want to do for the rest of my life, you know?
Well, you said, I've heard you talk about this. You said country music changed your life. It was different. And, you know, especially the touring aspect. You saw families touring together when, you know, when mom or dad were on stage. I mean, it's just a different, just a different place.
Yeah. And there's a joy there, and there's a camaraderie that, I can only speak from my own personal experience. And listen, I've met, like, you know, you talk about the rock world, like, yes, it can be fast paced and everything, but like all the women I've met in rock have been like teachers and kind to me, and the ones who paved the way for me, like they showed me kindness, you know. That's still rare, but like there's like rules in country. Like you leave your door open, you're inviting, you root for people's success, you make friends. And I felt like it's a much more collaborative environment that I enjoy so much, because ultimately I got into music because it was fun and I wanted to make music with my friends, you know? And, but yeah, it changed my life, and not only my life, but everyone in my band. We've all moved to Nashville, and
that's great.
It's been so totally incredible and unexpected. Listen, I never thought that they would put X's and O's on the record, let alone that it would be the single or do that.
Right.
What it did for me, you know,
yeah.
That silly song. We wrote that laughing, saying they're never going to go for this.
And, I love that.
And that changed my life. And, you know, I didn't even know who Dierks Bentley was. And I'm from Ohio.
That's funny. That is very funny. Well, I was going to say, look, you know, I saw the CMA Awards last year. You performed Great Balls of Fire with the Black Keys, you know, honoring a legend in front of all these legends that you grew up listening to in the audience. That just must have been a surreal experience looking out there.
Yeah, people were pretty mad. Apparently, I stick my tongue out a lot.
Oh, okay. All right. That was a problem, I guess. Huh?
I can't help but listen. A, I don't want to be anybody else. But B, I can only be myself.
True.
I didn't mean to, okay? I really didn't mean to. But what people don't know is that I walked off stage with his wife, and we cried together, and we hugged. And it was a beautiful moment. And she said, Jerry would have liked it.
And that's cool.
That meant everything to me. And talk about bridging the gap, right?
Yeah.
Country and rock and roll. That's it at its finest.
Absolutely.
He did it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that's what brings us to the new album, you know, Come Get Your Wife, because I feel like this was more, you know, when you're first starting out in the business, you know, you're trying to please everybody. I almost felt like this album was more of just pure you. And
yeah,
right.
I only wanted to make myself happy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, but I told them, I said, hey, you know, there's rules. Like I said, there's rules in country. Like, to get on country radio, it's like, why should we play your song? All these other people have done all this groundwork, and we're a family, and it's a community that people work hard and they earn their slots on the radio. Why should we play your song that you wrote? Yes, we know Miranda's singing on it, but why should we give it to you? What are you going to back it up with? I said, well, I guess I could do a whole country album, twist my arm. But the difference was, you know, sometimes in the rock world, like I got out of the way, and you know, a lot of cool producers and everything, and it was fun and cool and great and everything. But what the feeling that the fans and the people, like, just in the country world gave me was I felt like I could breathe. And on that Miranda tour, I'll never forget, you know, I had to call my brother to ask him who Dierks Bentley was. And he said, Ellie, man, that's so cool. You got to sing with him. And when I was on the Roadside Bars and Pink Guitars tour, I would look out in the audience and I felt like I was singing to my brother, and I felt like I was singing to my sister, and I felt like I was singing to my nieces and my nephews and my pawpaw and my aunts and uncles and everybody down home. And I felt like I could just be myself, you know, like let down my walls and kind of take off the mask a little bit. And so I wanted to say, like, thank you. I wanted to say thank you for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit more about myself.
Yeah.
And up until recently, I never even really was open to sharing that I was from Ohio or, you know, my whole family still lives there.
Yeah.
And I'm very protective over that. And country has given me this feeling of, I want to not only share more about me, but I want to celebrate where I come from because I finally feel comfortable that people would even care, you know?
And I think, okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Well, I was going to say, and I feel like the industry itself and all the artists have just embraced you and welcomed you. And it feels like that's a big deal for you. Like you feel very comfortable with them.
Man, I've been kicked out of every club, every school, everything I've ever went to until country. I was like, I'm staying. I'm taking my heels in, man.
I love that. I love that. And you're doing some touring coming up with Dierks Bentley too, right?
Thank God. I manifested that. And he's my friend.
That's great. That's great. Well, I'll tell you, if you want to see Elle, she'll be back in the area at Summerfest up in Milwaukee on Thursday, June 22nd, and back again in Chicago with Dierks Bentley this summer, Saturday, July 8th, at the Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. And you can get Elle's latest album, Come Get Your Wife. And for more, you can visit elking.com. Elle, so fun not only talking to you, but seeing you when you were here in Chicago. Oh. And I look forward to seeing you again when you get back.
Thank you. Thank God you caught a good show. I'll tell you that much.
I think
but
so.
I can't wait to come back. Thank you for a fun chat. I appreciate you.
Absolutely. Thank you, Elle. All right, Elle King, much more ahead here on 720 WGN.